morning, everyone. There is a prohibition known as shatnez, and there's an iser d'oraisa, Torah prohibition, to mix wool and linen together. And you say, okay, fine, so just don't buy anything with wool and linen, and so no big deal. The problem is that it's much more complex than that. And the reason why it is so complex is because back in the day, everyone knew, okay, you take one sheet and you take one whatever, a belt, and then you have an outfit. Nowadays, because the textile industry is so advanced the way it is, so you almost never know what's in your clothes. And you say, what do you mean? You just look at the ingredients on your clothing and your shirts, and you know exactly what's in it. But it, of course, is not so simple. And the prohibition for shatnez is that even if there is one thread of wool and one thread of linen mixed together, so that's going to be an issue. And so therefore, one should be very careful when it comes to this, particularly for some reason people only seem to think about suits. That when it comes to a suit, so we know that a suit is primarily, mostly, if not fully, made out of wool. So people know, have this idea in their head, they're supposed to get it checked for shatnez. And the reason why that a suit is such an issue is because it's not just what you see is what you get, but there's also things inside. There's lining to the coats and there's shoulder pads and things like that, and so therefore people have to be careful. But it's not just suits, it's really anything that has wool or linen in it that you should be suspect and careful of. And it's not just clothing, by the way, it's also tablecloths and pillows, and there's an idea that even if you have a mattress that has shatnez in it, and you have 10 mattresses on top of that, if the bottom one is shatnez, so that's going to be an issue. And so people have to be a little bit more mindful of this. And in particular, the general rule that I tell people is that if you have something that has that it's made partially of wool, so you should be thinking about shatnez in general, which should you get it checked or not, that is a case-by-case basis. But one thing that I do also like to tell people is that, you know, they make suits out of linen. And so most suits that are made out of linen nowadays are almost 100% shatnez. And the reason why is because they have the base of the suit made of linen, but the inside is almost always wool. And so try to avoid getting linen suits if possible. But we'll stop right here. We'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.